And now the Goldbergs. It was the memory of love and anguish, of remembered ambition and shame, that Sylvia Allison tried to destroy when she drove the car containing Sammy and herself over an embankment. For Sylvia could no longer find any use in living. And now in the hospital, in a white and dimly lit room, Sylvia sees the doctor as in a dream and hears him say,
"Your father's outside, and if you behave, I'll let him come in."
"I don't want to see him. I don't want to see any. I don't want to see anybody. Sam. Don't let anybody come to see. Don't let anybody come to see. Don't let anybody come to see. Don't let anyone come to see. Oh, I killed him. I killed him."
"Do you want me to tell your father you don't want to see him?"
"Who else is here? Who else is here? Who else is here? Who else is here?"
"The father of the young man."
"Not his mother."
"I didn't see anyone else."
"I wanted it to happen to both of us. Not just him.
You want me to tell your father you don't..."
"I wanted it to happen to both of us. Not just him. Me too."
"Now you're going to be all right."
"I don't want to be all right. I want Sammy to be all right. I want Sammy to be all right. I want Sammy to be all right. I wish I were dead."
"You don't know what you wish. Would you like to go to sleep?"
"No. No. I want to see Sammy."
"You can't."
"I want to see Sammy."
"You can't."
"I want to see Sammy."
"You can't now. No one can."
"I don't want to sleep."
"Then you'll have to lie quietly." "Oh. Put your head back."
"No.
Well, go on. Please. Oh, go on. Please.
You won't die, will it?"
"It's no use thinking and talking of that. Just lie quietly." "Oh. I'll give you something and you'll..."
"Oh, I won't take it. I won't take anything. I want to see. I want to hear. Take me to him. Take me to Sammy."
"You're going to make yourself very ill if you keep on this way."
"I'll be quiet if you let me alone."
"Perhaps you'll feel better if you saw your father. 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 You'll feel better if you saw your father."
"Oh, I hate him."
"Miss Allison."
"Oh. Oh. I don't know what I'm saying. I don't know anything. Oh, Doctor, don't leave me. I don't want to be left alone. Don't leave me, Doctor. Go away.
How do you feel, Sylvia?
I did it. I killed Sammy. I did it.
Sylvia.
I did it.
Sylvia. Sylvia, darling.
Get away from me. It's your fault. It's all your fault. Why couldn't it have been me? Nobody would have cared. Nobody would have come here. It wouldn't have mattered.
Sylvia.
Go away. Leave me alone. Oh, leave me alone. It was your fault. Because you were like all the rest of them. All you could do was be horrified and hate me when you found out what I was. I had nothing left. I had no one to go to. You made me do it.
Sylvia,
oh,
please.
Stay away from me. Leave me alone. Oh, you're worse than I am because you could have helped me.
Sylvia,
get
please.
Get away from me. Get out.
No matter what, Sylvia. No matter what happens, I'm here. I'll be with you.
Oh, what good is that now? No. Sammy's dead.
No, he isn't.
No.
We don't know yet how he'll be, but...
Oh, he'll die. I know he'll die. He'll die before I can speak to him. Speak to him. Before I can tell him.
Sylvia.
Oh, get away. Get out. Get out. I hate you. I hate you. Oh,
throw. Take me. Hate me, but I love you, Sylvia.
You loved me. You wanted to do everything in the world for me when you thought I was just what you wanted me to be. But I'm myself. I'm not what you want me to be. What good is love? What good is anything when it's the kind of love you had? When I lied, I couldn't come and tell that I did. When I was false and rotten and miserable, I had no one to turn to. Each thing I did made me do worse things to cover up. Because I was afraid of you. I was afraid of you and your money. All my life you promised. You promised to give it or take it away. It was the only thing we had to live by. Well, now you can have it. Now you can keep it because nobody wants it. Not even yourself.
Oh. I'll send the doctor in.
Oh.
Doctor? Yes?
Yes? Yes, Miss Allison? Isn't there something you can do to quiet her?
I think it would be better if you took her home. Away from here.
If you think so. I don't want to leave until I know how the young man is.
We can't tell anything yet.
I see. I don't want any money spared.
His father just spoke to me.
Send everything to me. The bills, everything.
Well, you better take that up at the office downstairs, Miss Allison.
Thank you. Thank you, Doctor. Do whatever you approve of. Oh, excuse me, Doctor. There's Mr. Goldberg.
Oh, certainly.
We're doing all we can,
Mr. Goldberg. You see that?
Yes. Thank you. I just told the doctor not to spare any expense.
Thank you. Well, Doctor, do you think...
Why don't you go down to the end of the corridor? There's a little reception room. Just sit down and we'll call you when we want you.
Doctor, are you going to see my daughter?
Yes.
Thank you.
What did they tell you, Allison?
Just what they told you, Jake.
You didn't see Sammy? Huh?
No.
Then you don't know. Mrs. Goldberg has to know. Allison, I have to call her. I mustn't wait.
I'll drive home. That'll be better than calling. Come, Jake.
You never had a son. A girl and a boy. That was my wealth.
Here's Mrs. Goldberg.
Who told her, Allison?
Jake.
Allison.
Jake.
Jake. Molly. Please.
Everything. Everything that can be done is being done.
Poor Samuel. Poor Samuel.
The long, quiet halls echo the footsteps of the nurses, the quiet tread of a doctor making his rounds. Behind each door are people like ourselves, suddenly different and strange. And there, too, lies Sammy. His family sits about, feeling stupid and strange and helpless, waiting, while Sylvia's mind is whirling with dreams and thoughts and sudden cries. Has she solved her problem and Sammy's, now in this way?